When I was a kid, my parents participated in something called Bible Study Fellowship. It's BSF for short. They learned a lot of things through this program, but there's one rule in particular that stuck with me more than anything else they brought home. You start on time and you finish on time. No questions, no exceptions, no excuses. As a child, I didn't think much of it, but as an adult, after sitting through more meetings than I can count, I've come to appreciate just how powerful and rare that principle really is. I've heard this idea expressed a lot of different ways, but here's the version I like best. Your time should never be deemed more valuable than mine. And that hits at something important, because yes, some people make more money for their time, some people have bigger titles and higher positions or more authority, but none of that makes their time more valuable than yours. You see, we all get the same 24 hours in a day. None of us, not a single one of us, a CEO, a director, an intern, a volunteer, gets a 25th hour to make everything fit in one day. So when someone strolls into a meeting 10 minutes late, or decides the meeting is going to run long because their schedule allows for it, or assumes that everyone else can wait because I've got a lot going on, it's not just poor time management, it's disrespect. It's communicating, whether you intentionally meant to or not, my time matters more than yours. And that's just never true. A title doesn't make your time more important. A salary doesn't make your time more important. And a position doesn't make your time more important. Respect makes time more important. Courtesy makes time more important. Recognition that others also have lives, responsibilities, commitments, and deadlines makes time important. Starting a meeting on time, it's not about rigidity. Ending on time isn't about being uptight. It's about saying, "I see you. I'm honoring you as a person. I value your presence, and I respect the fact that you carved out this time, and I don't want to waste it." And here's the fascinating part. Teams that respect time often end up respecting each other more. They communicate better, they plan better, they collaborate better, and they trust each other more. Because time is one of the most honest currencies we share, and how we treat it says a lot about how we treat people. So the next time you're tempted to run late, start late, or let a meeting drag on just because you can, remember the principle I learned as a kid. Start on time, end on time, and honor the people in the room, because your time is valuable, but so is theirs.